Track 7, The Mardler, a roundup of stray news and previews from around the county.
Normally, we at Norfolk Magazine leave the news side of things to our expert colleagues on the Eastern Daily Press. Our monthly appearance makes it hard to stay on top of current affairs. But this month, we're asking our readers to support our EDP colleagues with the newspaper's appeal to help the people of Ukraine. The war has sent shockwaves around the world and moved communities across Norfolk into action. With people helping in so many different ways, the EDP has asked its readers to dig deep as it backs the Disasters Emergency Committee, that's the DEC, appeal to aid those escaping conflict in Ukraine. At the time of writing, more than 2 million people have so far fled their homes in the country to escape heavy fighting, shelling and airstrikes, leaving behind jobs, belongings and loved ones. Huge numbers of people have been arriving at Ukraine's borders with Poland, Romania, Hungary, Slovakia and Moldova, with only what they can carry. The EDP editor, David Pohl, says, "We've all looked on in horror at the actions of Russia against Ukraine and its people, and in the last few weeks we've seen so many fantastic examples of people doing what they can to help. However, I have no doubt many of us feel somewhat powerless in our ability to assist, and therefore I hope that by calling on EDP readers to support the Disasters Emergency Committee Fund, we can all contribute according to our situation. All of this money goes directly to the key charities who are on the scene, working tirelessly to help those who've lost so much. I know times are tough for so many at the moment, but I hope our readers can do their bit to support, just as they've always done in the past." The DEC, whose members include the British Red Cross, CAFOD and Action Aid, is working with local partners to provide water, food, shelter, health care and protection to those displaced by the conflict. Funds from its appeal are being used to support humanitarian work involving people internally displaced in Ukraine and refugees in neighbouring countries. To support the EDP's appeal, simply donate by visiting justgiving.com/fundraising/EDP-Ukraine and raise awareness by sharing it on social media platforms.
Coastwatch needs you. Brancaster is to have a new permanent national Coastwatch station, and it needs volunteers to join to become watchkeepers, the eyes and the ears looking out for seafarers and others along the coast. Once trained, they will keep watch on beaches and inshore waters, monitoring radio channels, providing a listening watch in poor visibility, and deal with emergencies. The station, which will join 5 established stations along the Norfolk coast, is based near the seawall in the grounds of the Royal West Norfolk Golf Club. We are now looking for volunteers who can commit to carry out a minimum of 1 3-hour watches per week. No previous experience is necessary, just enthusiasm and a commitment to work as a team, says John Allen, acting station manager.
Clock set for return. Galston's Carnegie Clock is to return to the heart of the High Street after an absence of 40 years. Back in 1907, the county borough of Great Yarmouth purchased the clock for £110 and placed it on the corner of Galston's Carnegie Library, making it viewable from all directions. Following the demolition of the old library in 1975, the clock was put into storage. But now, thanks to the hard work of community volunteers and the support of Great Yarmouth Borough Council, the clock will have a new home at Palace Cinema. The ownership of the clock will pass from Norfolk County Council to the borough, which has agreed a free permanent loan to Palatial Leisure. Before being returned to the High Street, the clock will undergo restoration by Michelmeyer Clock and Watch Restorers of Norwich, with the hope that it can go back on show this summer. Galston Carnegie Clock Group raised around £6,000 towards the restoration and maintenance before the pandemic put a stop to their efforts, with the Borough Council stepping in to fund the remaining £8,500 cost.
Connie's Super Stamp. A Norfolk student's design has been chosen by Prince Charles and approved by the Queen for a new set of stamps paying tribute to pandemic heroes. Connie Stewart, who lives in Spall and goes to Litcham School near Dereham, was one of 8 winners in a competition entered by more than 600,000 children from across the country. The 8 winners were selected by the Prince of Wales before the finished stamps were approved by the ruling monarch. Connie's creation features an NHS nurse wearing a face mask with the words "Saving Lives." "People in the NHS did so much for us during the pandemic," said Connie. "I really like rainbows and I thought they signify hope. I wanted to make it bold and bright." Prince Charles welcomed the winners and their parents to a reception at Clarence House, where he spoke to each child about their design and voiced his appreciation for the act of sending letters.
Swallow surprise. Swallows have started spending the winter in Britain instead of migrating 6,000 miles to South Africa, according to the Norfolk-based British Trust for Ornithology. The change in behaviour is one of the most remarkable signs yet of the warming world being caused by climate change, says BTO's chief executive, Juliet Vickery. We haven't got to go back too far to remember winters when it would have been impossible for swallows to survive the freezing temperatures, but as our winters get milder, it's something we may see more and more. The swallow is not the only bird being affected by global warming. The BTO says that a quarter of British breeding species might be negatively affected, with one of the British public's favourite birds, the puffin, likely to disappear completely.